This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. In the fight against the pandemic, the United States would now require civilian federal government employees to be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. Biden also said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. Biden added that the federal government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to get vaccinated or take a family member to get shots. Israel's prime minister announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated. Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. Bennett said the decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in risk of the Delta variant. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, will be the first to get the booster later today. It will be offered to the general public beginning Sunday. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA.